Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. I'm Kevin Battle. Good morning. Larry Richard has today off, and some sad news. Restaurants have been struggling, as you know, because of the pandemic, among the many other industries that are struggling, but very publicly struggling are the restaurants. We can all see it, and we all enjoy their services. And today was supposed to be the first day the Pleasant Bar in Pleasant Hills was going to resume serving breakfast. It caught on fire last night, three-alarm fire, the Pleasant Hills Fire Department, large, others are there as well, taking care of business. Sad to see that happen. Another restaurateur in our area is Kim Weygand. She had a very public fight regarding her rights to serve you food at the Cracked Egg. We welcome her on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline to sort of update us on the circumstances of her cases against the state. And, well, she's trying to stay open in a unique way. Good morning, Kim. Thank you very much for joining us here on KDKA.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I should say happy Mother's Day weekend to you because I know you're a mother and a grandmother.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. We have a great freedom event this weekend, just in time for Mother's Day.
Now, you're not open to serve food at the Cracked Egg anymore, are you? You're closed down, correct?
Right. There's a court injunction for us to cease and desist operations until we follow all mandates. And we at the Cracked Egg like to refer to those as edicts. So now what we do is we have freedom to assemble events, freedom of speech, and freedom to petition the government. So we do not charge for, we serve food and beverages, and we don't charge for that. If they want to donate, they certainly can. And what really we're doing now is better than business as usual, because it's so much better using our freedoms to assemble and all that. We have created a safe place at the Cracked Egg for human interaction, conversation, creating friendships and bonds. And it's really quite fantastic. We have a lot of fun there. And also at our place, I don't know if you've heard of Audit to Vote PA.
Yes.
But that is very important for people that don't trust the vote. They can always come in and sign that petition.
Okay. And let me ask you, though, you are keeping the doors open. You're not necessarily selling food, but how are you making money now? Like for Mother's Day weekend, you have an event coming up this weekend, correct? We can buy gifts for mom.
We have a vendor event. We have some great vendors that are coming to sell their goodies. Local people, too, that are crafters. We have a guy that makes necklaces out of bullets, not live ammo. We also have Andy Om coming. He has been featured in Forged in Fire. He makes custom knives out of railroad ties. We have people that make soaps. There's jewelry. There's also women that have their own, like, hand towels and oven mitts. Just, people that are working to make a living to earn some money.
Yeah.
So homemade.
Unique homemade crafts.
Stuff.
Yeah, unique homemade crafts made in America for mom this Mother's Day. You're open tomorrow and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. if people would like to stop by and find a unique locally made item for mom this Mother's Day. Now, people would ask, they see the restrictions being lifted for other restaurants. Yeah. You are still closed down. Why stand by your convictions and why not just give in and open up?
Oh, because this is more than just earning a dollar. To save our business, that ended back in June and July. This is a fight for our God-given freedoms and liberties. And when you participate in the propaganda for the demise of the American dream, it is your fault. And we stand by our convictions that this is for God and country. The government is relying on businesses to do what they cannot, and that is to require masks. Now, if I could open at 50% if I require masks for my staff and guests, I could remain open at 75%, signing a self-certification and require masks for my staff and guests. And I refuse to do that. It is not my place. It's an OSHA violation. And that information is also on our website. There's packets of information for employees and employers. And I really wish I would have had that information back in June and July, because I believe there would have been a different outcome for our case here in Allegheny County.
Yeah, and speaking of your court case, your website is crackedegg.com. Speaking of your court case, what is the latest with it?
Okay. As far as our website goes, there's no E in that cracked, okay? So our court case, we have appealed it, and it will be heard in June, sometime in June. We don't have a date, by a three-panel judge sitting in Harrisburg. And we have one of the top five court cases in Pennsylvania against the mask mandates. So people need to realize how huge this case is. It's not just for the egg. It's for all the people of Pennsylvania, that we want the mask off our children, off our guests. We do not want to be required to wear them. It's against the Constitution. We want to breathe. We want to be free people, and we need to fight for that. And if we don't fight for it, our freedoms and liberties will be gone forever.
So you want freedom of choice for people who either choose or not to choose whether to wear a mask when they enter any business, and you don't want the government telling you how to do that or how to run your business, correct?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Kim Wagand, very good. Thank you very much. You're the owner of the Cracked Egg, crackedegg.com, crackedegg.com. If people want to learn more about your fight. Thank you very much, Kim, and continued luck with your court case.
Thank you, and God bless. Thanks for having me on.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.